Good evening. Good to see everyone out tonight. So now I'm going to talk just a few minutes, a very basic lesson, a very simple lesson. I'm going to say simple because we're going to let God's Word talk to us tonight and let Him teach us some things tonight. But it's also the most important lesson that we could ever hear. Acts chapter 16 and verse 30 says, He brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? We're going to answer that question tonight, or rather we're going to let God answer that question for us tonight through His Word. We know all people sin. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And we know that God's solution is the blood of Christ. It covers all of our sins. The conditions given in the gospel of Christ, the written word, are the means by which we can benefit from the blood of Christ and learn what we must do. We know that those who do not obey the gospel will be punished with everlasting destruction. 2 Thessalonians in chapter 1 and verse 9, we learn something about that. It says, These should be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So, of course, we don't want to be in that group. Come to me is God's invitation that we have every day of our life. But it comes through the gospel, through the written word, through the good news. And redemption, as we know, is man's greatest need. Of every need we have, it's our redemption. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for man. Matthew chapter 25. Not a place for us were meant to go. We're taught there that he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. If a single one of God's offspring, if any of us are lost, it's due to our own doing. It was not the will of God for us to be lost. So again, the question, what must I do to be saved, is the greatest question of all time. The greatest question we ask ourselves, and ask ourselves that every day to remain saved. We know man's greatest need is to know its answer, and so we're going to consider God's Word and let Him teach us tonight. What must I do, what must you do to be saved? First thing we have to do, we have to hear, and we have to learn. Romans chapter 10. In verse 17, we're told here, So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. John chapter 6. And verse 45. We're taught here, Jesus is speaking here, It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. In John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus speaking here again, tells us, And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, so we may know them. So again, we must hear and we must learn those things that we hear. Next, we must believe those things we hear. Without believing, it's worthless to us. Hebrews chapter 11. We hear here how to be pleasing to God. Verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. John chapter 6. Drop down to verse 29. Jesus speaking here again. And Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He had sent. And over in chapter 8 of John as well. In verse 24. Again, Jesus speaking here. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. So again, we got to hear and learn. And we must believe those things that we hear and we learn. But we also have to repent. We have to do some more. Luke chapter 13. Jesus speaking here in verse 3. He says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. We must repent. Acts chapter 3. And verse 19. We're taught here, Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In Acts chapter 17. Drop down to verse 30. Told here, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. It's a requirement. It's a have-to thing. We hear and we learn. We believe what we hear and learn. We repent of our sins. And we also have to confess the Lord. Matthew chapter 10. Begin at verse 32. Jesus speaking here says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Romans chapter 10. Begin at verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. So again, we have to hear and learn, believe those things that we hear and we've learned, repent of our sins, confess Lord is Christ. We must do more. We also have to be baptized. Mark chapter 16. Verse 16, again Jesus doing the speaking here. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Acts chapter 22. Verse 16. Told here and says, and now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We're taught here that it washes away our sins, this act of baptism. Galatians chapter 3. Begin at verse 26. It says here, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 3. And we'll read verse 21. We're taught here, there's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of filth from flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So again, what must I do to be saved? I must hear and learn those things that I hear, believe those things, repent of my sins, turn from my sins, confess the Lord as Christ, and I must be baptized. But it doesn't end there. That's just the start, because I can fall away. We must continue in the apostles' teaching. Acts chapter 2. In verse 42, we're taught here, the early disciples there, early converts, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. So we must continue in the apostles' teaching. And 2 Timothy will close in chapter 3. And we'll begin at verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Again, the greatest question we could ever ask, and we give you God's answers to those things tonight. So anyone who has any needs tonight needs to obey the gospel and do these steps we just talked about here, or if you've done that, and need to repent of some sins and need prayers, you can now as we stand and sing.